Katie Hunter from MA UK. I'm here with Skeletor, Reese McKay. Reese, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's probably the first interview I've actually done in a while, so it's exciting times.
Well, I had to try and get hold of you because, like, some super exciting news for you this week. I mean, as if it wasn't big enough news that you're going to be headlining in Belfast in May, you're now going to be fighting for that vacant title. How does that feel?
Yeah, you know, when I first got caught wind of them coming to Belfast, it was like a flip. I thought it couldn't get any better. And then obviously with the welterweight title, it was kind of up in the air. So then when I learned I was getting that shot, it was like two Christmases in one week. So listen, I'm ecstatic, and for the chance to lift that title in Belfast, it's something like people from this country dream about. So yeah, I'm very excited, and I'm going to be very motivated going into this fight.
You must be so proud to be headlining in Belfast. It must mean so much to you.
Yeah, you know, it's an arena I've been to as a kid. Like, me and my girlfriend have been to this arena. All my friends have been to this arena to see headline acts, and now we're going to get to go back with me being the headline act. And so it's a special, special night, and it's something that's not a loose term. Like, it's very special, and again, I think that's going to be very clear in my preparation and how I come into this fight, and people will see that I've took it very, very serious.
And you fought in Cork, like, fairly recently. Was it back in November now?
In November, yeah. They called that homecoming, but Cork is not homecoming. Cork's the dark.
So you haven't fought in Northern Ireland for, what, over 5 years now?
Well, I think just over four. I think
4 years.
So, but it feels like forever. It feels like way longer, you know. I fought professional once, in Northern Ireland, but... yeah, it's going to be a special night, and again, it's just I'm just so excited. It's a pity it's still so long away. It's in May, but that'll not long coming in, but we'll get there.
I was going to ask you about that because, like, obviously, Cage Warriors first event isn't until March this year. So I know a lot of people that I speak to under the Cage Warriors banner are desperate to get, like, quite a few fights in this year. Does it feel like May's a long way off?
Not really, you know, I'm busy. Like, I'm not one of these people that sits about and waits, you know. I'm busy training all the time. May's not far away, and I think as I've got more experience throughout my career, I've realized that these stints, you take them, and, you know, I'm riding a free fight win streak for, so to jump into a fight in March, then try and do a quick return in May, you know, it's I'm trying to get more experienced and realize that it's a slow game sometimes. And listen, I'm going to be the best version of Reese McKay, and I have a bit more time to do that, and that's everything that matters.
Yes. You seem to be getting, like, loads better between every fight, even. And I know you only had two fights last year. You were a bit frustrated with injuries, I saw on some of your Instagram posts. But, you know, the level of improvement between each fight must be, you know, phenomenal to you.
Yeah, like, I'm persistent. You know, if anything, I'm probably the most persistent person on the roster. I will just keep trucking. And even when I had the hand injury, although at times I wanted to cut my hand off, I was still there. I was still doing something. If it was kicking or wrestling, I've done a lot of wrestling and grappling, more than I've ever done in my whole career. So the injury was a blessing. And again, I really did come back at a different level. And I'm just always there. I've been there every week since I'm 16. I've never missed a week in my life. And that's evident. We're starting to see the reward.
Really? You've never missed a week?
I've never had a clean week off the gym, no. Never, not had a clean week. And I would say that's not, I would like to think that's not, like, I'd say there's a lot of fighters in the roster. I've never missed maybe 2 weeks. You know, that's the where the 1% the elite will come. And that's how it should be, in my opinion. And it's a lifestyle, it's really not a hobby for me.
So after a fight, when are you next back in the gym?
Very often I'll say, so there's two answers. I can tell you, I say I'll not be in the gym for a month, but very, very often I'm there the next Saturday sparring. That's normally how it goes. Like, so I'll spar 7 days after a fight, depending on how the fight is. The longest break I had was after the Perry Goodwin fight because I was on crutches and whatnot.
Yeah, but you needed a break after that one.
That was a bit different. So, okay, I take the break when I need it, like, but all well and, like, I never miss a week.
You deserve a holiday.
Yeah, I'll get a few holidays here and there, so it's all good.
So I guess the question that everyone wants to know is who you'll be fighting in Belfast. Who do you think it'll be?
I really don't know. It's an interesting question. It's one that I kind of think about and I kind of don't think about. You know, I would love, to be honest, I would have loved it to mean Ross Houston. I would love to fight the champion.
Yeah.
I'm one of these guys, I like to beat the champion. Like, you know, I wouldn't be... I fought for vacant belts before, and I fought for the champion before, and I prefer fighting a champion. That being said, the world title will still sound fantastic beside my name. So I really don't care who it is. If I'm putting my... I called for the world title shot, so I have to be willing to fight anybody in the world.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. So whatever name comes through, it'll not be a name that I say, oh, flip, not that guy. If I'm claiming to be a world champion, then you best believe I'll fight anybody.
I do believe it. And I would have loved to have seen that fight with Ross Houston. It was one that, you know, I've tweeted about a few times, but I really have faith in Ian Dean. I think he's a magnificent matchmaker and just so many fights coming up that I'm desperate to see. But it's just in your division, all of the top guys seem to be coming off of a loss at the moment. So do you think he'll get someone in from another promotion?
It's funky, you know. I think when we look at the Jai Herbert situation, they brought in a UFC veteran. That's a route that excites me. You know, I wrote down last year that for one of my goals, I want to beat a UFC veteran. So why not do that in Belfast while we're ticking off all these lists? It's funny how it turned out. Alex Lahore and stuff was talking rubbish. You know, how I'm not worthy in this division and how the roles reversed. I'm at the top of the division and now they all want to fight with me. So I knew this all would come and kind of happen. But it's nothing that I don't deserve in my humble opinion.
Yeah, of course. And you brought up Jai Herbert there. Obviously, he's just won his spot on the UFC roster. Somebody that you beat very convincingly a couple of years back. How do you feel about that, and how do you think it speaks to your level?
Yeah, I'm ecstatic for Jai. I reached out to him when the 95th person got signed. And I said, Jai, is it you? He said, no. I said, listen, keep hustling and it'll come. And then I messaged him again when the 96 came out, and he didn't tell me, but he couldn't, obviously. So, listen, I'm delighted for him. You know, a lot of people rung me when Jai got signed and said, oh, it should be you, but different times and different paths, and eventually I'll be there. And it's something I said to Jai, like, I look forward to joining you in the big league. You know, it's, I'm not one of these people that'll sit here and be like, oh, this should be me. That should not at all. We're all on our own journey, and I wish him all the best. It's a fantastic fight with him and Mark.
Yeah. And does it change, you know, or make you feel that you wish that you hadn't moved up when you had? I mean, you look so much healthier at 170, if you don't mind me saying.
Listen, 100, my life is dramatically different compared to when I fought at lightweight. And again, people think that sounds over dramatic, but my life, like, I'm enjoying my training. I've been enjoying my training the last year and a half, compared to it used to be a real constant struggle. No, I don't regret it in the slightest. I believe I probably would have been in the UFC by now, but it's just not meant to be right now. You know, I'm happy with my decision to move to welterweight, and here we are fighting for a world title. So it was good.
And we've seen a lot of people go to the UFC too soon as well and just make it a shorter stint than, you know, it needs to be. So I've certainly got no problem with seeing you get a few more fights in Cage Warriors before you go off there.
Yeah, you know, that's now the discussion. You know, a lot of people are kind of talking past Belfast. You know, will this be your last fight? Will this be the send-off? And as amazing as it is to be in that conversation, I have a lot of work to do just yet. You know, I'm not signed off. I haven't won in Belfast just yet. You know, I have a lot of work to do, and I'll take care of that part, and then we'll have the conversation after. But I love Cage Warriors. It's a good time, and again, I'm so happy they're coming to Belfast. So they've made me happier.
And I think the last few fighters from Cage Warriors to go to the UFC have actually had a title defence as well as winning the title. So could be one more for us. Could be a couple more. We're just not sure yet.
They're coming to Belfast in September. So they're coming to Belfast.
The UFC are coming.
Or sorry, the Cage Warriors are. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So like, another title defence then, you think?
you know, listen, I have no problem with that at all. It's like, if the UFC come, I'll be gone. If they don't, I'll be in Belfast in September again. So, like, again, it's, I'm not in a rush. I'm 24. I have a lot of fights. I'm just enjoying everything, really. And it's no, like, I'm in no rush. A lot of people get, I think, they get a bit anxious and they want to go and they get frustrated. It's not me. I'm just,
yeah,
I'm happy enough. I'm good.
And where do you stand on the whole, like, argument about Bellator and, you know, people going to Bellator for the money and the people who want to go to the UFC staying Cage Warriors? Do you go along with that?
Oh, 100. That's the reason I'm at Cage Warriors, you know, and like Graham Boylan's talked publicly about it, is like, you go to Bellator for your cash in option or your cash out option, you know, go get paid and rightly so, or go be the best in the world in Bellator, but you're never going to be the best in the world, in my opinion. You know, the best in the world that competes in the UFC, and that's just how it is. Even if it's not that, even if it wasn't that case, and say that it changes and Bellator become the best, I've always, as a kid, dreamed of the UFC. I've never dreamed of Bellator, never heard of Bellator until it was a few years in.
Yeah. So
for me, it's UFC or nothing. I wouldn't, if the UFC offered me to fight for free, I would go for free. It's not about the money, it's about the legacy and reaching something that since I was 16 I said I want to get. And it's that simple. No problem against Bellator fighters or people getting paid, but everybody should respect everybody's journey. If we want to go to Cage Warriors, get paid a bit less, but end up where we want to, what's the problem? It's nothing to do with them.
Yeah, yeah. You obviously must know most of that roster pretty well, because there's a lot of the old Bama crew.
Yeah, I'll flip it. I think, like, I actually went to Bellator for a teammate, and even all the staff behind it, it's just like being at a Bama event.
Yeah.
So in that way, I suppose it's a surprise I maybe didn't go that way, but again, the vision is UFC, and that's something that is getting very close. We're in the conversation now, so I'm sticking to my path.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, you only got the two losses on your record. One you've already been able to avenge. The other guy is in Bellator, Terry Brazier. Is that a fight that you would like to get back at some point, or do you feel like that's in your past now and that's behind you?
It's not a fight I lose sleep over or anything like that. It's again, like, even when I think of that, the Reese McKee that lost, and that was my last loss, like, it feels like a different guy. Like, I feel like I don't even know that version of Reese. Like, I'm sure if we were to fight again, it'd be totally different, but it's just not going to line up. And, you know, again, I've met Terry Brazier a few times since, and I've nothing but that most respect for him, but no, I don't think we'll ever fight again. I'm not too bothered either. But if the chance came, I would absolutely take it.
Yeah, like you say, I don't know where your paths would cross in the future, but yeah, some people are just desperate to get those L's back.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I see the attraction of getting it back, but like, I believe we're all on our own little path, you know. So I would kind of hope they don't line up unless Terry came to the UFC, but I know that's funky with Bellator and stuff, obviously. So you know,
I'm just intrigued to know if there's anyone that you would like tell me and Dean that you would like to, anybody in particular. I know you said a UFC vet, but anyone you'll be telling him to put in a phone call to?
I am attracted to the UFC veteran status. I think that's class. I love the, like, since I was young, I was watching UFC guys fight. Do you know what I mean? So I want to fight someone who's been there and done it, had the t-shirt, big number of fights. That's what I want. But again, if they offer me some, I don't know, 14-0 guy, I'll take the fight. Like, it's not like, I'm not sitting here being like, Ian, please don't send this guy's name. Like, I believe I'm the best, I know I'm the best in the division. I know there's a lot of people that don't want my name to come through in their email. But I don't have that same thought, you know, and that's just the belief I have. Like, you can't call for a world title unless you're willing to fight anybody.
Yeah. Well, no, 100%. And I'm so excited for you. I really feel that you deserve it. I thought you were going to be the next title challenger to Ross anyway, but this I don't know what's going on with Santos, Jolton Santos, who Sorry?
I heard in England that he signed for KSW.
Okay, well, yeah, I was trying to find out today because I know his last fight was for EFS and I wasn't sure whether that's just rumours or whether it's true because...
His last fight was with EFS?
Yeah, or EFC, sorry. EFC.
Oh, I didn't know.
But I don't, yeah, I didn't know. I don't know where Cage Warriors stand, whether they're going to want someone who's not on a multi-fight deal to be fighting for the title.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That would be a fantastic fight, though. That'll be good. Again, there's no one here. You could say this guy, and I'll be like, oh, not that guy. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. There's some great guys in the division, but a lot of them are coming off a loss at the moment. So it's just no clear kind of
contender. I think at this time in my career, as much as it is in Cage Warriors' interest, I would only fight someone, obviously this will be the case, but someone coming off a win and like a good streak, you know, I feel that's very important. But they know that it's for a world title.
Exactly. And then I can't see them giving you a gimme fight. I know you wouldn't want one.
Never had one in my career yet.
Yeah.
Never had one. So who knows? Whoever it'll be. Like, I still like the idea of an American veteran. Someone like that. Someone who's seen it all, been through it all. That excites me.
I'm excited for you. It's going to be a great night. It's May the 16th in Belfast. Going to be headlining for that world title.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Reese. Anybody you want to shout out before we go?
Just everybody that made it possible to be where we are and come out May 16th, because it's going to be absolutely crazy. That, in my opinion, this will be the send-off, so come out big.
I'm so buzzing for it, and I think you completely deserve it. Good luck with Champ Camp. And stay healthy and enjoy your food now that you can.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Reese.
Thank you.